Hello, and welcome to 3 from the 7, Relix's weekly news podcast, chronicling 3 of our biggest news stories from the past 7 days. Although today, it's our Thanksgiving special. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I am joined, as always. Oh, wait, I should mention who I am. I'm Rafaela Kenny-Sincotta. I'm the associate editor at Relix Magazine. And I am joined, as always, by turkey trotting, stuffing eating, mashed potato loving, Karina Reichman.
Oh, you know what? I love stuffing, Raf.
Do you like those things? I don't even know.
A mashed potato? No. I mean, fine. Like, I'll eat a mashed potato, no problem. Turkey, no problem. We're all good. But stuffing, it kind of has my heart, you know what I'm saying?
Stuffing's the bomb.
I was born on the day of Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
In 1993, for the record. But you know, Thanksgiving, like, it's not like one day, man. It's the Thursday, you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't happen every year. Didn't happen this year. But I feel very, I'm kindred to Thanksgiving in these ways. That's all I'm saying.
Do you do like the New York City Thanksgiving where you go out to a restaurant, or are you cooking at home?
Oh, good question. You know what? There are a few different things that happen to me on Thanksgiving. They're complicated, but, you know, my, now, with my boyfriend Johnny's family, we go to the Union League, which is just a little bit south of, Grand Central Station, in like this crazy place where they have a crazy ass buffet and like an ice sculpture and like some shrimp, and like it's crazy over there.
Sounds elite.
So we'll do that. Yeah, you got to dress up for it. It's like a whole thing. I don't know what the deal with that is, but it's awesome and we have a great time. And then we go uptown to my family, and it's like a half my family, like our family friends, you know. My like cousins and relatives are like, they live in Toronto, you know, so it's not like a, you know, anyway, you're hearing too much about my family and my private life, ladies and gentlemen, but I like that. Anyway, we'll go up there and do like the drive-by post-dinner hang, and it will be great.
A little coffee dessert.
That's the vibe. And what about you? Strong Island in?
Strong Island always.
Always.
The Kenny-Sincotta family keeps it low-key on holidays, which is truly a blessing.
Yes.
It is me. It is Lisa, my mom.
Lisa!
Shout out. She's listening right now.
Lisa.
My older brother and the occasional, you know, rotating cast of friends who come through. And I cook a full bird.
You do?
I do.
Yo!
You got it. The trick, butter under the skin. That's
how
you do it.
Dude.
And it takes about 3 hours longer than you always think it does. So I do the bird. I do the stuffing. I do the mashed potatoes. I like to be in the kitchen. I like to get that apron on. I like to drink a mimosa.
I'd love to see this.
And then you make the magic happen.
I like everything you're talking about.
I'll be gramming it for sure.
I can't believe you're the one who manhandles the bird.
Oh, I love it. It's great.
Bless your heart.
I'm a fan. You know, I like a cook. I'm a chef.
Or go birds. Fly, eagles, fly. You
fly,
know?
Eagles, fly.
For our Philly listeners. Yo, yo, yo. Yeah.
And then also, as far as like Thanksgiving traditions go, I always listen to Alice's Restaurant by Arlo Guthrie.
Oh, that is a good...
Is that something you grew up with too? Or is...
No, but I love that song.
It's wonderful. It's actually surprisingly violent and about like dodging the draft in Vietnam era. But it's great. Like, my earliest Thanksgiving memories, our friends at the Rock and Roll Playhouse put together a great playlist for kids when you're driving this Thanksgiving or around the holiday, and they asked me for some suggestions for like Thanksgiving songs to listen to with your kids in the car. I did Alice's Restaurant, which is great and like 20 minutes long. And I also did Contact by Phish.
That's beautiful.
That's like a good kid song, right?
I think you nailed it with that. I told them, you know, Atomic Dog by George Clinton, just because, you know, bow wow wow hippie. Because, you know, whatever you got to do to get yourself there. That's
true. Wait, what other one did you pick? You just did that one.
I think I did. I did do one other one, and I forget what it is. Shit.
Well, the good news is you can go on over to the Rock and Roll Playhouse's socials and download that playlist, and whatever Karina put on, it's there.
I guarantee you, it's a banger.
Oh, it certainly slaps. Moving on, we actually asked our friends here at Relix and all of our, you know, extended music industry family, as well as some of our fans and listeners on the Karina Reich fan page to tell us what they're thankful for this year. And I put them all in a wonderful hat here, and we will pull them out and we will riff on them.
This is real, y'all. If you think this is fixed, y'all are fronting, because this is some real. I'm
it's
about
very
to
real.
Straight
yeah,
do
it
do
up.
It.
I'm going to shake up the hat.
Shake it up. Shake it up. Shout out to
Can
the
you
Reich
guys hear
fan.
It? Shout out to the Reich fan.
Here we go. Are you? Oh, boy. You ready? Ready? I got one. Okay. I am thankful for all the types of cheese on Thanksgiving Day, but the cheese I am most thankful for is the string cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby. Wow. Good one. Good one.
I love string cheese incident. I actually wrote a wonderful feature in our upcoming issue, I believe the January-February issue of Relics, on their 25th anniversary. So I got to interview Bill Nurshi, Kang, Kyle Hollingsworth, about 25 years of string cheese, if you could believe it. A quarter century.
They have been doing it a long time, and it's a beautiful thing.
Fusion jams.
I enjoy playing their festival, Halloween, for the past, you know, 4 or 5 years. How long have I been doing that? It's always great.
A lifetime.
It feels like a lifetime. No, I'm just kidding. It feels wonderful. Shout out to the string cheese incident. Do I pull out another one?
Yeah, go it up.
Dude, what else do we got here? All right, all right, all right, all right. Oh, boy. Ready? Ready?
Ready.
Okay. I could not be more thankful for fish returning to Charleston. Thank you, fish gods. Boom, baby. Yo, straight up, I will not be in attendance in Charleston, but I wish I would be there in attendance. You know why? Because Charleston is the shit. Shout out to Charleston.
I've never been, but I heard they have dope seafood, and it's just, it's a vibe.
Oh, the food. Oh, my God. Chubby Fish. Go to Chubby Fish. It's newish, and it is bomb. Shout out to Chubby Fish. I hope this shout out, you know, makes it to you, and you know that we're talking about you. It's a great restaurant.
I will not make it to Charleston, but I will be at Nassau Coliseum.
You and me both. I'll see you there.
Oh, dude,
and I'll be
you're coming
Providence.
Out to the island.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to Raf's home turf, you know?
Oh, boy, yeah. It's not a great, like, way to view Long Island. It's just a bunch of parking lots.
No, don't worry about it. I have been there.
It's awesome.
I know all about it. Yeah.
If you can't make it to any of the shows, Fish is doing webcasts for the fall tour, so check it out.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
So let's see what else the Reich fam and our general music
yeah.
industry friends are thankful for this year.
Ready, ready, ready?
Ready, ready.
I'm thankful that Corey Wong hasn't found himself a real job. That's right.
It's a reference to Corey Wong's song, Today I Think I'll Find Myself a Real Job, right? It's a
great
it'll
video.
Tug at your heartstrings.
It is great. It's great. And, you know, as a musician, I agree. No, I'm with you. I'm with you, Corey. You're killing it. And, yeah.
Have you ever had, like, a real job, Karina?
Yeah. Well, I mean, all bullshit aside, I totally do have a real job.
Oh, that's true. Rocks off.
I do everything for Rocks Off.
So, you got to put the team on your back, Karina.
I do. I wear it right on my sleeve.
By real job, I mean a non-music job. Have you ever had anything in the non-music sector?
No.
You ever worked at a restaurant?
I've never done anything like that. I used to, like, in high school, I had a lot of hustles. Like, I was a photographer, and I was a videographer, and I, like, made, like, commercials for New York Sports Club, and, like, that type
of
thing. Like, that's not music-related, but that was, like, definitely cool. A business I started when I was young and industrious and good to go.
What'd you do for New York Sports Club?
I made a commercial. I was the videographer, like, the director, the whole thing.
So you were, like, action.
Yeah. And I edited it, and I did all of that.
What was the story of what was the Mad Men narrative arc
of
this experience?
It was for CrossFit. It was called The Ultimate Fitness Experience, and it was all like, yeah, and I took a Pantera song, and I had a friend of mine. I was just like, it needs to fit in this time, but it obviously can't be Pantera, so you need to like record like a faux riff and like with fake drums and everything to fit into this like little 30-second spot, and he did it, and I put it in there, and it was good. I got connected very early on to a gentleman named Mitchell Gray, who was a photographer in like the fitness world in New York, and he took me along, and those were my first like jobs getting paid like money to do shit in high school.
Pretty lit.
Yeah, but I never did anything else, so
I was a babysitter, so
yeah, you nailed that.
I worked in a Mexican restaurant for a hot second.
No shit, I would love to do that. I think I would cry. I think I should wait some tables at some
I think
point.
Everybody should work in a restaurant at least once in their life, because it fully changes the way you experience and like treat people in the service industry.
Yeah,
I mean, like, obviously, like, most people are not
dickholes.
Yeah. Most people are not total jerks, but yeah, like, you feel for a waitress who's, like, waiting a bunch of tables, and you're like, God, that fucking sucks.
Right, and, like, when they remember everything you tell them without writing things down, I'm always like, wow, how'd you remember that?
Yeah, constant flex.
I wouldn't have gotten past, like, a club soda, you know? I'd be like, oh, whoa, what came after club soda?
Well, all right, let's see what else everybody's thankful
for this
year.
Yeah, talk to me, people, talk to me. Tell me you want some original roots reggae. All right, here we go. I'm thankful for experiencing Tranastasio Band with Derek Trucks at Lockin 2019. I want someone to look at me the way Trey looks at Derek.
Oh, boy.
Heart. Oh, yeah. Who
honestly
doesn't?
A lifelong highlight, musical experience. Unreal.
Raph was there.
It was on my freaking birthday, fam.
Yo. Yo, she was turning a new age.
I turned 26.
Oh!
As you, actually, happy belated birthday,
thank
Karina.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This past weekend.
I'm feeling 26 as well. Not going to lie to you.
You know, we're the same age.
We were born in 93.
Welcome. Welcome aboard.
Hey, dude, Trey, Derek, let's just be thankful that those guys, you know, learned how to play guitar and we get to listen to them. Like, that is next level.
An interesting hypothetical. That someone kind of pitched to me as we were watching Trey and Derek at Lock-In was like, someone said, oh, what if Trey Anastasio Band and Tedeschi Trucks Band went on tour together and did like, oh, like Trey set collaborative overlap and then like TTB set, and they would like flip flop the way like co-headliners do. I just think both bands are too big for it.
I think so too, but agents, are you listening? Because yeah. This would be a great thing for the fans.
Yeah, they'd sell out every
they
night.
They are too big. Like that would...
is there enough of the pie to go around, you know?
I think everybody would make more dough just doing their own thing and whatever, and, you know, but it's a great thought.
Yeah.
It's a thought that makes me thankful for literally everything.
Yeah,
that is
it
great.
Would be the TATTB.
Which would be sweet. Oh, here's a new one. Can I give you a new one? Ready? This is another thing from our listeners and the Reich fam, whoever. They're not named. They just
Yeah, I made them
slips.
Anonymous. I feel like
they're
it made
anonymous.
People more honest.
That's beautiful. Ready? Thankful for Skip and the Fire at Lock-In.
So you weren't at Lock-In, Karina. But,
no.
But so there was a spiritual, and no one can see, but I'm doing kind of a hippie shoulder
She's
shimmy
wiggling.
Right now.
She's
there was
wiggling.
A spiritual fire experience at Lock-In where a man by the name of Skip was employed by the festival to tend and, I guess, infuse a bonfire with heady vibes. And his name was Skip.
And by heady vibes... Is that a code word for... No. Okay, got it. Awesome. Go Skip. That's my boy. Yo, awesome.
Yeah, it's the type of thing, you know, at 3 a.m. you drink a hard kombucha and, you know, Skip will, you know, spin wisdom
All
by the fire.
All bets are off. Wow.
I made it to the fire a couple of nights.
Good for you.
Yeah, you got to come to Lock-In, Karina. One of these days.
Yo,
talk about agents if you're listening. Get this girl a set at Lock-In.
Yo, nothing to do with agents. It's our fellas in the building who are in this office that we have been running train in for many, many moons. And we joke about it every year, but I tell them I will not attend until I'm playing.
Bang down doors, Karina.
Yo, come on.
Kick
and
down
then
the
they
door.
They're always like, oh, shit, we forgot. Or whatever. Oh. I don't know what they say. Anyway, no, it's all love, man. All love.
I'm going to protest Lock-In this year if you're not on.
Thank you. Maybe I will too.
I'm just going to stand in the middle of the field with a sign.
I'd like to.
Justice for Karina.
I'd like to say justice for Karina. I'm going to picket some shit. Yeah, it's going to be great.
I don't think that cheer really had the rhythm that a lot of.
Right. No, it's actually justice for Lindsay. And that's like a Sebastian Maniscalco bit about how people love to picket shit. But it's great. Love everything about Lock-In, even though I have never been there.
The date's changed this year. It's in June.
Right, which is actually bodes better for me, I feel.
There you go.
I mean, TBD, I don't know what the hell. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, yeah, I'm in. June sounds so, like, the summer's fully, like, gonna, you know, you got a lot of summer after that. Whereas August,
True.
You're like, oh, shit. Oh, God.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God.
September scary
is
setting in.
It's about to be September, and, like, shit's gonna get different, and I don't know why. Anyway. It's a complicated thing, Rob.
Yeah, TBD.
Let me get you another one of these slips that we're reading, huh? Okay. I'm thankful for George Porter Jr.
Who isn't?
Yo,
oh, boy.
I'm with you 100%. And I'd like to say that, I mean, you know, a million aspects of George to be thankful for. But the thing that just is the gift that keeps on giving. I don't know, Raph, if you get into these things the way I do. But George... is so phenomenal at promoting his shows with the camera turned back on himself, usually from the parking lot of the venue that he's just arrived at. And it goes something like this. He goes, hello, we are in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and a few tickets are still available for tonight. And I heard that we are serving rice and beans as well. Looking forward to playing tonight. And it's the best stuff. He's just so earnest, so wholehearted. Like, it's unbelievable.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because one of my favorite George Porter Jr. moments, of which there are many, is last Thanksgiving. He posted a Thanksgiving message, and it is one of our favorite things to listen
yes.
to at the Relics office. I have the audio.
Well, yo, she's going to play it.
So
she's going to cut it
hopefully
in.
Hopefully George won't get mad. But now playing George Porter Jr. wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. Do I smell turkey? Happy Thanksgiving, world. Love you all.
How good is that? That is just incredible.
It warms my heart. It warms my soul. George is an amazing guy. I had the tremendous fortune of having a cup of coffee with him on Jam Cruise last year. I'm not one to take pictures with people, other than with you, Karina, always.
Thank you.
But his friend took a candid shot of the two of us having a conversation, and it is one of my favorite photos of all time, and George is a freaking legend. And not to mention that man can find the pocket in anything.
He invented funk music. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no denying George. It's literally, yes, we are so thankful for Porter. I'd like to thank Porter for literally everything, writing the book on this shit. Every time I pick up the bass, I'm like, damn, Porter would play this so much better than I'm playing it right now.
Yeah, and he's still playing like the same bass he played in like the 70s.
And killing it. And like, you know, it's so like, all bullshit aside, but like, you know, him promoting his gigs like by turning the camera back on himself.
Yeah, so,
and, like,
genuine.
It's so genuine. And he's like, you know, he's not a spring chicken, but he's totally adopting the mediums of today and like doing it. And he's been doing it forever. Like, it's really amazing. We love you, George. This is some good... keep doing it. That's all I got. I'm so emotional right now.
Moving on. What else is the Reich fam thankful for? Yeah.
Okay, I'm thankful that the goose is loose.
Yo, that goose.
Yo, our last episode was, you know, I feel like 99% goose.
Yeah, they just got added to Playing in the Sand, Dead & Company's sold-out destination event. Huge stage. People are saying there might be a Johnny Mayonnaise, there might be a Bob Weir sit-in. Obviously, you know, that's kind of a full send, but Circles Around the Sun, Lettuce, a bunch of other bands added to Playing in the Sand, including the goose.
Yo, a full send indeed, Raph. This is, I mean, it's popping off.
Yeah, man, you gotta support those smaller bands, you know?
Like, I mean, they won't be smaller for long. I'd like to bet very soon we're gonna be seeing goose in some big rooms.
Yeah.
Just saying. That's awesome. I'm also thankful. I'm so glad that, you know, I was talking to people about this. Like, the jam community, the jam scene, this music is so, you know, the fans embrace everything so hard, and like, you become like a comic book character, and even like the drummer or like the bass player, like whoever, like they, I don't know, it's such an amazing thing, and they're just so thirsty for new stuff, for interesting stuff, and they're good listeners, and they're so down for the cause, and like, I don't know. It's just, I can't even put it into words, which is a shame because it's my job to put things into words right here. But it's a special thing.
The passion is so real.
In other, like, you know, worlds, indie world and, you know, metal world and hip-hop world, it's not necessarily like that at all, you know?
In a lot of other genres, I feel like fans think they're, like, too cool and they're very, like, aloof, whereas in the jam community, it's, like, cool to, like, wear the band t-shirt at the show and, like,
hang out
afterwards and, like, maybe meet the band and, like, all that. Like,
it's so cool.
It's what people love. Have you been getting a good reaction to Elevator, your
new
single,
I'm
now streaming?
Yes, I'm so thrilled and, like, you know, little old me, no agent, no manager, no PR, no nobody, it's just me, but like, literally the song played on Jam on Sirius XM yesterday for the first time, and now it's in regular rotation just because they hollered at me and were like, could you send a WAV file of that, and I was like,
baby.
So I got stoked on that, you know. Relics wrote it up, wonder who did that.
Who, me?
Yo, thank you for that. Live for Live Music wrote it up, and Jam Bass wrote it up, and people have been streaming it, and I like it a lot. So I'm happy that other people
Karina,
are
liking it. Karina,
would
you say you're thankful?
I'm most certainly thankful. I'm thankful for everybody who fucks with me, even a little bit. So thank you. And, you know, Elevator, and hopefully a whole lot more where that came from. It's just music for the people. It's to be enjoyed. It's like, you know, I don't know. If I can make something that makes other people stoked and they dance or they cry or they get all tripped out, that's all wonderful. That's kind of, you know, I feel like I'm here for that reason.
The ocean is love.
The ocean is straight up love, Raph. Oh, man.
I think we got time for one or two more here.
Emo Thanksgiving episode. Here we go. What do we got? Okay. Thankful someone created a podcast where two dope-ass girls talk about jams. And yes, jams is spelled with a Z.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what? I am too, and I would like to, I'd like to shout out our Lord and Savior, Mr. Peter Shapiro. All bullshit aside, he's the one, he came in real hot to me one day as I was in this office, and he was like, Grin, I have a great idea. I have the best idea. I was like, okay, what do you got? He's like, it's a podcast. You and Raph. And it's you guys. And you just do, like, you know, the stories from the week. And, like, you take the stories and you talk about it. Isn't that the best idea? And, like, it kind of was the best idea. And I'm wildly thankful for him, not only for that, but, you know, he's done so much for me personally and for this whole thing that we're blessed to be a part of. And it was all his idea, not gonna lie to you. And it's an amazing thing. And I love that this is our 30th episode. And it really is something to look forward to every week.
Hell yeah, man. Shout out to Shappy, the man, the myth, the legend. Shout out to you, Karina.
Shout out to you, Raph.
Yeah.
Raph's the one who puts all this together. I just dance on in here, talk some shit, and then I get on with my day. Raph cuts it up. Raph puts the stories together. I'm like decoration on the wall. Raph is the straight up foundation,
oh,
yo.
Oh, boy.
Straight up. Oh my God. How did it get so real in here?
I know, right?
Oh
it's
my
a
God.
Holiday. Thanksgiving's a time of reflection.
I feel like if we were at our Thanksgiving dinner table right now, I would straight up flip that thing and be like, Raph, I have something fucking serious to say to you. I love you. And this is the best.
Karina, you're my co-host, but you're my friend.
No, straight up, you're my. It would get so heated. Oh my God. All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right,
all right.
Here,
I got one more
for
you.
We gotta cool down.
I'm grateful for grilled cheeses on lot and Diane, the lock and hang bathroom attendant, who I would arguably let adopt me. Yo.
So let's take this piece by piece. First of all, lot grilled cheeses. We all love them. They're great.
I
they
mean,
save
thank
lives.
God.
They're
thank
doing
God.
God's work out there. Second of all, once again, Karina, not a lock and regular. Diane. It's like, Karina, not shut
Karina,
up for
yeah,
a second.
It's cool.
Diane, the lock and bathroom attendant in the hang. Oh, my God. A wonderful lady. Tip your bathroom attendants. They work hard out there. Love you, Diane. I don't know if she listens to podcasts, but I hope she does.
I really hope she does, too. And I
She's
look
a sweet,
forward,
sweet lady.
I look forward to meeting her next year when I finally attend the festival. I do understand the, you know, sometimes a bathroom attendant really does save you. All bullshit aside.
Yeah.
Like
she's just like a nice there. You know, sometimes it's nice to see a smile, you know.
No kidding, Raph.
She is warm and loving and wonderful. And then I think let's do one more, Karina, and then
one
we'll put this baby to bed.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been such a real I love that we're switching it up right now. This is great. Oh boy, this is a good one. This is a good one. I mean, they're all good, but damn, I'm thankful that Adam Deitch Beats don't quit. Yo, straight
True.
Deitch Beats, don't quit. That motherfucker is straight wildin' on the skins. Always has been. Have you seen videos of him when he's like 6 years old? I mean, God, thank God this gentleman found the drums and plays them professionally for us to enjoy. And I really mean that so hard. You know, some people you're just like, oh my God, you could have done. Like, just thank God this is the path that you've I don't know. I really do believe that. And
I interviewed him, Jesus, and Nigel, obviously of Lettuce, recently, like in person, and it was crazy because like Jesus and Nigel are like these crazy personalities, and Deitch is the most like zen dude.
Bless his heart.
He's chill as hell, but he's certainly a beast on the drums.
I mean, goddamn. Straight beast mode, honestly. Deitch Beats, don't quit. We're thankful for that too. Oh my God, we're thankful for all of our musician friends and family for doing what they do. Thank God. Oh man. Gonna cry after this episode, Raph, or during, who knows. One more.
Let's do one more.
I seriously am. I'm like, oh my God, this is so, this is a great idea. Oh, yeah!
Oh, this is a perfect one to end on, right? This is great.
I'm thankful for Marco Benevento's smile every time he gets lost in a jam. Oh, me too. I'm thankful for Marco in more ways than I can even start to talk about here.
Karina's crying right now.
Karina's crying. Not quite, but close. She's close. No, I'm so thankful for Marco. And, like, you know, getting a tour with that motherfucker and just laughing our way across the country and to Japan. And to
technically a world tour.
And to that UK one time thing that happened. Anyway, it's the craziest thing that could ever happen to me. And so thank you, Marco. I'm thankful for your ass, too. God damn, am I ever. That changed my whole life. No, but, like, what? It literally, I didn't think any of this was going to happen to me. Before I joined Marco's band, I thought, you know, I played in like 5 local bands that were going nowhere and like worked for Rocksaw. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I thought I would be a music business chick or something that did something along those lines. Wow, I just brought it down.
Now you're a superstar, Karina.
Yo, well, and now I'd play music for the people, and people pay me to do that. It's fucked up. That's insane. Who knew? Anyway, I'm so thankful for all of y'all. I'm so thankful for this thing. Marco's like, Jesus. Anyway, it's too much to even get into, but I'm so grateful for all of this, this whole thing. And thank you, Raph, for having the great idea to, like, actually pull our listeners and pull people for what they're thankful for. It's a beautiful way to
It makes you think about your own life. It makes you think about what you're grateful for. Karina, I'm grateful for you.
I'm grateful for you, Raph.
I go to shows now and people are like, you're Raph. And I'm like, oh my God.
And that is so dope.
It is dope. I'm like, you know, I'm your co-pilot, man. I'm the Robin to your Batman. I am the, I'm trying to think. I'm like that parrot in in one of those Disney movies.
As I said, you are the foundation. I'm just the decoration, dude. You make this whole thing happen. You make this whole thing.
I hope everybody enjoys their Thanksgiving weekend. Hug your friends. Hug your family. Think about what you're grateful for. Don't forget to subscribe to Relics Magazine at relics.com/subscribe. Our 300th issue is coming up, and it's got Mr. Robert Hunter on the cover.
Yo.
Ooh, God. R.I.P. Sign up for the Relics Daily 7. Relics.com/daily and shoot us an email, raffandkarina@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'll answer. We'll straight up answer unless it's creepy. Unless it's creepy.
And then we will left you on red.
And then you're on red. but it's never creepy. Yeah, we're good. Thank you guys so much. This was super fun. Thank you, Raph.
Thank you, Karina.
You take care now. You have a great Thanksgiving.
You have a great Thanksgiving. Can I get a handshake here?
We're handshaking. You can't see it because this is audio, but we're straight up. We're still doing it. All right. And we're good.
Have a good Thanksgiving, everybody.
Bye, everybody.